And I wanted to share with you
another tidbit, nugget, when it comes to decision making. I want to just interject this because it's important. And again, I really want you to lock this in because I want you to make this a part of your decision making process. When you're making a decision, one of the things that you want to make sure you do, and this is something that Les Brown mentions in his book, think of every possible scenario that you can. Now, here's what I want to interject as we extend from that. We definitely want to think of every alternative that we can. But with each alternative decision, try to also consider all the possible advantages and all the possible disadvantages to each decision. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to admit this early on. What I'm going to share with you can be somewhat time consuming, more time consuming than, say, just going with the first thought that comes to your mind. But how many of us have realized that just going with the first thought that comes to our mind is not the best way to make decisions? Because the truth be told, a lot of times when we human beings just go with the first thought that comes to our minds, we make a mess. And sometimes, even if we don't make a mess, we find out that we don't get as much benefit from the decision as we would like to have gotten. So even though looking at every possible scenario, and notice now, I'm not saying look at both sides of a coin. No, that is not what I'm urging you to do. I'm saying if there are 6 or 7 different possibilities, 7 or 8 different alternatives, don't stop at 2. It can be time consuming. It can be more energy consuming. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know this. The more you do this, the better you get at it. And the better you get at it, the more efficient you'll get at it. In other words, as we make it a practice, a lifestyle, a habit of quickly coming up with every alternative that we can come up with, and as we make it a habit, a lifestyle, a practice of looking at all the pros and cons of each decision, and here's the thing, you get better and better and better at it. You can do it faster and faster and faster. Just like anything else you do. You know, you learn to just jump on the first thought that comes to your mind. You get better and better at that. And what that leads to is what we sometimes call impulsivity. And there are some people who are better at being impulsive than others because they do a better job of practicing being impulsive. They probably weren't as good as they are now 5 years ago when they started being impulsive. So what I want you to do is don't be discouraged by what I'm saying. I admit it is somewhat time consuming, energy consuming, because the brain is working more. But you know what? It is for our better. It is for our good. So here you go. You want to make a decision. You need to have such and such happen. How do you get there? Well, think about every alternative that you can come up with, and then each alternative at a time. Try to consider every possible advantage, every possible disadvantage, every possible benefit, every possible non-benefit. Then go to the next alternative. Don't muddy it up. Don't cloud it. Don't confuse your brain, your mind, by trying to look at all the advantages of these 6 alternatives and all at the same time. And then all the advantages or disadvantages of all 6 of these alternatives at the same time. No, take them one alternative at a time and list the pros and list the cons. Then go to the next alternative. List the pros and list the cons. Then go to the next and however many alternatives, and don't cut it short. Don't cut it short, ladies and gentlemen. Part of the reason that we end up making so many messes. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about building bridges, constructing a home. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about the way we handle our finances. So often we make messes because we want to get to the end as quickly as possible. What we should want is to have that end, that outcome, that result, be as good an outcome as possible. And thereby, if that means we have to spend a little bit more time getting to the end, then to spend more time, more energy getting to the end. Because think about it. You get to the end as quickly as possible, find that you've made a mess, then what happens? Well, now you need to clean up the mess and go back to square one, figuring out what do you do now. You still need to get to the end, and it needs to be a good, positive end, outcome, result. You've made a mess, so really, you kind of short-circuited your journey to the end. Because really, what you got to before really getting to the end was a mess. Now you've got to clean up the mess because you can't leave it there. You've got to clean up the mess and now go back to the drawing board. Start all over with the decision-making process. We still need to get to the end. How do we get there? Guess what? You're still using time and energy. But now it is time wasted, energy wasted, because instead of spending it getting to the end, you spent time and energy making a mess, and then you had to spend time up cleaning the mess up. And guess what? All the time and energy you spent making the mess and cleaning the mess was time and energy you could not spend actually getting to the end. So what I'm saying is, yes, the way I'm sharing this with you is going to take time and energy, but look, you're going to spend time and energy no matter which way you go. So as long as you're going to spend time, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're going to expend energy, you might as well spend it getting to the end the right way as efficiently as possible. That's what we're looking at. So what you do is you come up with every alternative you can come up with. Just brainstorm. What is one way I can get there? What's another way I can get there? What's another way I can get there? And come up with as many alternatives as you can that seem feasible, practical, doable. Then take them one alternative at a time. You want to look for all the positives you can and all the negatives you can for this alternative. Lock it in. Move to the next alternative. Every pro, every con. Lock it in. Move to the next alternative. And keep doing that until you have covered all the alternatives. Then, once you have listed all the pros and cons for each of those alternatives, look at them and see which one does the most good and the least harm. Yeah, it needs to be both of those, ladies and gentlemen. The most good and the least harm. There's an excellent chance that out of all of those alternatives, the one that does the most good and the least harm is the decision you need to go with. That's the alternative you need to go with. That's the one you need to decide on. That's the one that lets you know the direction you need to move in. So I want you to keep that in mind. So let me share it with you again. I really want you to lock this in. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about personal life, work life, your spiritual life. It doesn't matter. Do this. You know where you want to go. You know what the end is. You're just trying to figure out how to get there. Brainstorm and initially come up with every alternative that you can come up with. Everyone, do not sell yourself short. Don't come up with two and say, well, that's enough. How do you know that the fourth alternative may not be the best alternative? Don't stop short. What I'm saying in a nice way is don't be lazy. Okay? Don't be lazy. Don't be impulsive. And I know it can take more time, but I'm telling you, like anything else, you think about it. Most of us, when we first got on that bicycle, we wobbled, wobbled, wobbled. A lot of us fell. But we kept working at it until we got to the point where we could get on that bike so quickly that we forgot the time that we used to struggle to balance that thing, much less balance it and move on down the hill without falling. The more we did it, the better we got at it. Think about the jobs you've been on and how challenging it was when you first started. But think about how proficient you got at it, how much more skilled you became over the course of time. Think about that exercise routine that used to make you struggle, but you stayed with it. You kept doing it, kept repeating it. And several months later, you were doing it so much faster, so much better, so much effectively, so much more skillfully, because you kept doing it. The brain and the memory and our muscles just have a way of adapting to what we're putting it through. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the more you do something, the better you get at it, including implementing this process of decision making that I'm sharing with you. Come up with all the alternatives that you can possibly come up with. Once you have listed all the alternatives, then take one of those alternatives, list all the advantages and all the disadvantages. Then go to the next alternative, list all the advantages and all the disadvantages. Again, don't stop short. How do you know that one disadvantage that you did not take the time to discover may not be the disadvantage that would have canceled that alternative out because of the harm that disadvantage can do? Don't stop short. List all the advantages and all the disadvantages you can think of, and keep doing that for each alternative until you cover them all. Then look at what you come up with and decide out of all these alternatives, which one seems to do the most good and the least harm. I guarantee you, you will want to strongly consider that alternative, because it may be the one that's going to get you where you want to go. I'll be right back.
Thanks to an approaching cold front, scattered showers are in the forecast.